We are up to Simin Shin Samach Gimel Sif Yud Gimel, and we will be doing through Tezayin. Lechi Amoshech Im Dafno Shel Mavui. A lechi that simply is a continuation of the wall of the Mavui. Shemit Chudo Keneged Ovei Hakol. So you put the edge of the lechi right at the edge of the wall. Deshavim Mibifnim V'Nirim Bachutz. This was the case that we saw before, that the people on the inside would not even notice it, only the people on the outside would. She'ein Chudo Shel Lechi Mechasa Kol Ovei Hadofen. That the lechi does not cover the entire width of the wall. Pachas midal ramis nidum mishum lechi. If it is not four ramis, you can consider it a lechi. Umishtamish imchudo apnimi. But you can only carry up to the edge of the wall. The reason is very simple. Because even though on one side I have a lechi that makes the wall extend, on the other side I have nothing. So I'm already outside the mechitzas. Dalar amis, what happens if it is four amis? Neither mishum mavui. We call it a mavui, we call it a wall, we don't call it a lechi. Va'asur lishtamish b'chol amavui, sherei ein kan lechi. You couldn't use the entire one, the entire chatzar, because we call this a wall, we don't call this a lechi. Now, the Mishtabura says that the same halacha would go, let's say you put a bunch of little poles down, or reeds, and they're within three tefachim of one another, and together they add up to dalar amis. The halacha would be that we'd call it kosel and not lechi. What happens if it doesn't stand straight? If it's off to an angle a little bit, so there the halacha would be that we would call it a lechi and not a kosel, because that's not the way a wall is supposed to look. Siv Yudalit. So up until now we were dealing with the halachis of a lechi. We now start something new. Remember, a lechi comes to be matir, the fourth wall of a mavui that is completely open. It's paritz b'malol. Says the Mechaber now, O yesh hechsher acher l'mavui, ha-paritz b'ruch revius. There's another tikkun on the fourth wall and on the fourth side. And what is this? Bekora she'anichenu al rosh ha-mavui. You put down a cross beam, a horizontal, without verticals, but you have it sit on the wall. It's leaning on the two walls on the other sides. But you have to put it on the walls of the mavui. But let's say at the edge of the mavui, you have these little hooks that come out. And then you placed it on the outside of the mavui, even though it's snug against the wall of the mavui. Since it's not inside, the halach is that it's possible it doesn't work. Siftes vav. V'tzar she'en echenu k'ri lahatar ha-mavui. Avlam lunasis l'shem kach avlusamcho ha-mer Shabbos psula. The halach is that a korah has to be put there for the sake of being matir the mavui. Otherwise it would not be good. This is the halacha of Omid Me'elav. Lechi ha'omid me'elov is kosher because lechi is mishum mechitza. Koro omedes me'aleo is not kosher because it's leheker. And if it's omedes me'aleo, it's not niker. Further, sifte zayin, koro zesh amarnu tzrich ha'shir. There is a shir that you need for this. What is that? Olafika chemasol me'atze asher psula. What is the shir? So we'll have that in sif yud zayin. Therefore, imasom yatzei asher psula kivin l'sreifa kaima k'tuta michta shirei. It has a shear, and therefore atzei asher wouldn't work. So, this is talking about where a Yisrael served it, and the Yisrael is the one that cut it. So he was mechaven to be zocha. But otherwise, if it belongs to a non-Jew, and the non-Jew's got it in his possession, the halach is that avodah zorah shel Yisrael is also forever. Avodah zorah shel nachri. You're allowed to be matir. Means you're allowed to be mevatlet. How is he mevatlet? The nachri can break it. He can sell it. He can do something to it that shows he's not worshiping it anymore. Therefore, the case here that's going to be usur is only if it comes into the reshus of a Yisrael. But if it's from the reshus of a non-Jew, then the fact that it was avodah zara would not say k'tuta michta shurei, because it's not clear that it's going to get burnt. The non-Jew could always be mevatlet.